Welcome to Community Connections, and I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours with a whole lot of community information. And coming up on the 27th of October is the annual Mount Evelyn Street Party, which is always a great day. And I've got with me from the Street Party Organising Committee, Paula, Michelle and Tim. Welcome.
Hello, Alan. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Alan.
Not a problem. Now, Paula, you're going to tell us a little bit of history about the Street Party, please.
Right. Our first street party was held in 2001 and had a theme of the Federation of Australia. Mount Evelyn was also created around 1901. Sorry. And we found that we couldn't actually produce an annual one, although many people would like it. So it's generally been biennial. That means every 2 years rather than every year. Sometimes it's even had a three-year break.
Mm. Oh, right. So this year is the lucky year.
Yes. Well, this is, I think, our 19th. I think it is the 19th.
Now, Tim, you've got probably, I reckon, one of the hardest jobs in the gig. They tell me you look after entertainment. So tell me what you've got coming this year, please.
Look, we always have lots of entertainment at the Mount Evelyn Street Party. But before I get into the details, I'd just like to set the scene. Our goal every time is to provide free entry and, as far as possible, zero cost activities. Occasionally we have something which is, you know, gold coin for the activity, but for the most part we aim to get sponsorship and provide free family entertainment and activities.
Well, that's terrific, isn't it? I mean, it allows particularly the larger families to come along and have a great day too.
Oh, absolutely. I think last 2 years ago, in our previous one, we estimate we had about 15,000 people.
Gee.
through the street to our site.
So
it's getting bigger every year.
That's terrific. So tell me what you've got coming up, or start the tantalise a bit, Tim. What you got coming up for this year?
Well, we have 160 stall spots occupied.
Sure.
With stalls and other activities, community groups, you name it, we've got it. And we have two entertainment stages. We have a main stage which has some headline bands. The theme of the street party is Memories Are Made of This. It's like a 50s emphasis.
Hey, that's
a great idea. Rockin' Tones. They're one of the best rock and roll bands in the country.
What do they play, 50s and 60s?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And they get as authentic as possible.
Fair deal.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got saxophone, female singer to reproduce that 50s vibe. We also have Chuck Berry Review, CBR. And that's very Chuck Berry, obviously. They are our two headline bands. They're on from noon until 4 p.m. The street party is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. In the morning on the main stage from 10 till noon, we focus on the school performers.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
All the
local
kids
schools
up on the stage or out in front doing their numbers.
Yep.
And in between those performances, we have dancing demos. We have three rock and roll dance schools demonstrating on the day.
Gee,
and we also have square dancing demo and round dancing demo.
Gee, sounds like a terrific day.
We have roving performers as well as on the stage. We have roving performers cruising around doing their thing. And down the road at Heart and Soul, a cafe, they also have entertainment running all day. So there's entertainment everywhere.
Well, that sounds fantastic, doesn't it? And quite a bit of it's going to be the 50s and 60s.
Oh, yes, and people dress up. They dress up. Michelle will talk about the fashion parades and the competitions and things that are really as much as possible a 50s theme. Now, I've spoken about the main stage. We also have a busker stage, also known as the Jive Hive. And that features younger bands, teenage bands, and other performers, where they get a longer shot at it on the main stage. Apart from the two headline acts, the other acts have only a very short stint on the main stage, so we can fit everyone in.
Yep, that's fair enough.
But on the Jive Hive, there are longer stints.
So whereabouts are the two stages in Mount Evelyn, Tim?
Okay, the main stage is on the back of a truck,
yep.
And that's near the community link. for people who are not overly familiar with Mount Evelyn, or those who are, it's in that squarish car park bounded by the station house, the historic station house, the Warburton Trail, and an embankment. That's where the main stage is, and it's facing towards the historic station house.
Terrific,
The Jive Hive is between the library and the St. John's shed. So that asphalt expanse there.
Oh, that's terrific. And Michelle, Tim was telling us about some of the stalls, and you've got some vintage cars. Now, tell us a bit more about all of that, please.
Yeah, sure, Alan. Well, over 180 applications to be part of the Mount Evelyn Street Party this year, which is another record for us. But we managed to allocate 160 sites to various stallholders, community groups, food carts, etc. So the layout of that is a mammoth job, and hats off to our stalls committee for organising all that. But included in that, we've got beautiful handmade crafts and arts, we've got artists, we've got roving performers doing workshops, food vendors, a lot of beautiful food vendors are going to be joining us, as well as our local food shops and cafes, charities, schools, community groups. We've got the classic cars, brought to us by Coffee and Cars.
Sounds fantastic.
Yes. So they're going to be taking a site up near the tennis court in Mount Evelyn, and they'll be there for the whole day. They'll start off the day by being part of our parade. So we'll have all the beautiful cars going through Ray Crescent.
And then people can come down and have a look at them.
And then they can go and have a look at them. Gold coin donation to have a look, which goes back to the CFA.
And hopefully have their photo taken beside one.
Oh, that's, there'll be a lot of photos. Hashtag Mount Evelyn Street Party, please. We want lots of photos loaded up. Yes, so, and I hear Yarra Valley FM too have a stall at the street party, so we're happy to have you there.
And one of the major things you haven't told us about is your fashion parade. Tell us a bit about the fashion parade.
Well, being a 1950s theme, it actually attracts a lot of people who are diehard fashionistas who like to dress from the era.
I bet they do.
Oh, yeah. So we've got your rockabillys, your pin-ups, the vintage. Men and women who love dressing up and dancing, most of them too.
I'm probably still wearing some of my vintage stuff.
Yeah, you can see. So we're going to be having best dressed competitions. So we'll be looking at a category of pin-up, rockabilly, over 40s, plus size, true vintage, and even for the little ones, we've got a tiny tots up to 5 years, and a category for primary school kids, 6 to 12. And secondary as well, I see, 13 to 18. I've been told too that if you want your hair done on the day in a vintage hairstyle, $25 will get you someone to style your hair. So if you've got the outfit sorted but haven't got the hair done, for $25 bucks, someone will do your hair for you.
In the 50s was a crew cut or something, wasn't it?
Oh, we won't be cutting. No cutting.
Just styling.
And actually, we also have the crowning of the Mr. and Miss Mount Evelyn. So they go to the best dressed on the day.
Do they have to be vintage for
yes,
that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You have to dress up. We encourage it. We encourage people get into the spirit and dress up.
That's fantastic. So really there's something for everybody there, isn't there? There's the cars, you've got your fashion parade, you've got all the stalls and all the Tim's entertainment.
Absolutely. You won't be bored for a minute.
Nearly all for free.
Nearly all for free. If I've got time, one thing I want to mention is Mount Evelyn is a small village, so what we've organised is a free shuttle bus service to get our visitors into town without having to look for parking around the area. So Birmingham Primary and Mount Evelyn Primary are the two spots where you can park your car for free, hop on the shuttle bus, and it'll bring you right into the heart of the action.
Can't do better than that, can you?
Can't do better than that.
For free. And so, really, a family can go along and almost, have the whole day really for free, can't they?
Absolutely. Oh, apart from food and drink, of course.
Oh, yeah, but that's their choice to buy.
Absolutely.
I mean, but they don't have to buy. They can come along for free, don't they?
We've got some lovely spots. They can bring their own food and sit down and have a picnic.
Oh, sounds fantastic. Just a reminder that it's coming up on the 27th of October. They've got terrific things coming up for the buffers like me. You've got the old cars, and there's a fashion parade. Not sure they'd win any of that. But anyway, Tim's now going to tell us a bit more about what's going on.
Okay, did I mention that most things are free? Entry is free. Most of the activities are free.
Some free shuttle bus.
Free shuttle bus, yes. And we have interactive games, face painting, we have a trackless train, we have roving performers, hula hoop workshops, circus workshops, dance workshops, and there are dance workshops for rock and roll dancing, square dancing and round dancing. There's jumping castle, animals, airbrush tattoos, youth choirs, performers, much, much more.
Gee, you've got and just not nearly everything covered.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
We have chess master Brian, who is going to play 20 chess players at the same time.
At the same time?
At the same time, yes, believe it or not.
Like the actual moving them or on a computer?
Oh, no, he walks around. You know,
does he?
Each one in turn.
Gee, that'd be terrific.
Yes, it's fabulous.
20 people.
Yeah. And anyone is welcome to come along and play Brian. If they have a interest or aptitude for chess, be there. That's another free activity. We also have the Yarra Hills Concert Band. They'll be playing a couple of sets, one before the street party opening and one just after the official opening.
Yep.
And that's a huge concert band. And we've been able to drag them away from their exams and trips overseas and everything to come and play for us.
Gee, that's terrific, isn't it? So
it is.
You've really got a lot of entertainment on the day. No one's going to go away bored, are they?
Oh, no, people come out of the street party and say, that was the best thing ever. Are you going to do it again next year?
So the pressure's on there to keep making it better too, wasn't it?
It is. It sort of escalates in a sense.
And you've got to mention again the free shuttle bus.
Oh, the shuttle bus, yes. Back in the early days of the street party, we had a lot of problems with parking. People couldn't park, and it was a bit of a mess, so we introduced free shuttle buses.
That's a terrific idea.
So they're run, operated by volunteers, of course. And as Michelle said, you can park at Birmingham Primary School or Mount Evelyn Primary School, and you get shuttled to near the tennis court. And it's a short walk from
there. Not far from there,
down to the heart of the street party.
Yeah, that's terrific. And I have with me the Mount Evelyn Street Party Organising Committee, and we're talking all about the street party that's going to be on the 27th of October. And they're really whetting our appetites with some of the things that are going on. But apart from that, Michelle, you want to tell us a bit about the environment aspect?
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's actually part of our grants process that sustainability is a priority in the production of the street party, environmental aspects and environmental sustainability. So this year, all stall holders have been told to refrain from plastic straws, single-use plastics, and not even balloons this year.
That's very
nice. And also our aim is to have as little rubbish as possible left over at the end. So we're asking everyone to be very mindful about how they dispose of their rubbish on the day. If possible, take it home. We're encouraging everyone to bring a reusable bottle for water. We're actually providing a hydration station.
Oh, you've got water.
Yeah, so free water. So you don't have to go and buy a plastic bottle of water that goes back into landfill. You can bring your own container from home and fill it for free from our hydration station. We'll also have one of our sponsors giving away 200 keep cups. On the day.
Just 200 teacups.
Keep cups.
Oh, keep cups, sorry.
So, you know, if you're one of the first 200 to make it there, you'll get a keep cup as well that you can use to fill up from the...
Then you can pop into one of the cafes and have a coffee.
Absolutely, absolutely. Beautiful coffee in Mount Evelyn. That needs a plug. Mm-hmm. We've got some fabulous coffee shops in Mount Evelyn. Also, I want everyone to know that our event is smoke-free.
Yep.
So no smoking at the Mount Evelyn Street Party. We're open to everyone of any age and any ability. We are proud to be a community where everyone is welcome and included. We embrace diversity, and we would just want everyone there who wants to come to feel safe, come along and have a great time with us.
And we need to keep mentioning too that it is a free day. I mean, nearly everything that you've got on, I mean, obviously if you're going to buy food, well, then you've got to pay for the food, but I mean, a lot of the stalls that will be displaying things. You've got your cars, you've got your fashion parade, everything on along your dancing lessons. They're all free, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And you can't go anywhere much these days where you can spend a day out and it's all free.
Oh, as you can imagine, organising something like this, excuse me, with so many activities that are free, it's not easy. So we rely heavily on sponsors and volunteers. The committee is made up of a bunch of just great people who volunteer their time and energy their time for free, their resources for free, their skills and talents for free, so the community can have something for free. But I have to mention too, we attract people from all over Victoria. Yep. The 1950s theme really does have a strong following. So it is becoming a place where people will flock to just enjoy that 1950s vibe and get to dress up and dance.
And some of those, I forget where it was now, I think it was at a car show, and they tell me that there is a group that follow all these 1950s all around Victoria.
Absolutely. There's some brilliant websites out there that I've discovered, yes, that you can list your event and there are people that see it.
Yeah.
They're looking for them.
I forget, it was at a car show and they were doing something, a Miss something or other, and they had to be dressed up in the 1950s, and I think the week before they said they were at Ballarat, and this was down in the Bayside suburbs, I think, Seaford or somewhere, and then a week later they were going somewhere else in the country. So there must be a really big following.
It's a community, I think.
Is it?
It's, yeah, everyone seems to know each other. They all go by their special little names and... it's a beautiful thing to be part of, actually, and witness, because you don't see that every day.
No, and some of those op shops seem to be involved too, that they seem to be know where they can go and get some of this, or some of the people seem to know that certain op shops just specialise in this 1950 stuff.
And thanks to social media, people can find things now. Absolutely. So, yes, but we've got some local businesses that are dedicated to that genre as well, and they're devoting a lot of time to the street party to organise all this stuff and share their knowledge of that era with us.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we're very blessed.
It's 9 minutes to one. The hour's soon getting away from us. Michelle, you're going to tell us about the parade on the 27th of October as part of the Mount Evelyn Street Party.
Yes, Alan. So if you get down there early for a 10 o'clock start, we will kickstart the day with a really vibrant parade. It starts off at the top end of Ray Crescent and walks down towards York Road.
Or drives.
Or drives,
or the cars
actually.
Are be
well,
there.
It'll be led by some bagpipes. Not very 1950s, but I think very ceremonial.
Yep.
So it'll give that vibe to start the day off, followed by the beautiful classic cars, organised by Coffee and Cars. They draw a crowd too. They're lovely. And to see them go by in slow motion, you can really just stop to appreciate the beauty of these vehicles. Then the cars will be followed by a convoy of local community groups doing their thing. We're going to have some of the dance troops that are helping us out on the day with the workshops.
Actually in the parade.
In the parade dancing.
Yep.
They're going to be bringing excitement and energy. So if you like that and you like cars, you like bagpipes, get there at 10 o'clock and get your spot so you can witness it. And again, great photo opportunity moments there. Hashtag Mount Evelyn Street Party.
And then after that, then you can go and walk around all the stalls and you can sit and listen to Tim's entertainment. Well, not the entertainment Tim's doing, but the entertainment he's worked out for you. And it should be a fantastic day.
Yes, we'll have an area at the front of the main stage where people can dance, and they do.
And they're going to be taught dancing, you said?
And they're going to be taught dancing too. So basic steps will be taught. There'll be workshops going on through the day. And then you can take those steps to the dance floor and have a go. And everyone has a lot of fun doing it.
Can't do better than all that.
No.
And we need to mention again, most of it's free, with the exception of if you want to buy food and that, and
yes,
coffee
Alan.
And that, you've got to pay for that, but all the rest is free. And there is that free shuttle bus, which we should just mention again.
Yes, from Birmingham Primary School and Mount Evelyn Primary School. There's plenty of space there to park your cars. And our free shuttle bus service will take you to the street party and back. So it'll be on a schedule. So don't think we're just going to drop you there. We'll drop you there. And then when it's time to go home, there'll be allocated spots where the shuttle bus will meet you and take you back to
your car. What time of the morning does the shuttle bus start, you know?
That needs to be confirmed, but I'm thinking it's about 9:30.
Yep.
So if you follow us on social media and check our website as well, we'll have all that information loaded so people can click and find out everything they need to find out about the street party.
You've been hearing all about the Mount Evelyn Street Party, which is coming up on Sunday the 27th of October from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. in the main street of Mount Evelyn opposite, obviously. Michelle, we'd like to, you've got us excited now. We've got really excited. We want to go. We want to find out more about it. So how are we going to do that, plus?
Well, there's a few ways, Alan. First, our website, www.mountevelynstreetparty.com. Mount is M-T, evelynstreetparty.com.
All one word.
All one word.
Yep.
So MountEvelynStreetParty.com for the website. Also, social media works well for us. So Instagram and Facebook, over the next few weeks leading up to the event, there'll be lots of information posted on those sites as well as our website. So again, it's at Mount Evelyn Street Party, MT, on Facebook and Instagram. If you want to email, you can do that through the website. There's a contact us button and you can email the committee via the website or leave us private messages on Facebook or Instagram.
So do you have any mobile numbers for anybody to ring?
I can give out my mobile number, Alan.
Sounds good.
Do I have to?
It's up to you.
No, absolutely. It's 0418 589 822. I am a business owner, so if I don't answer it straight away, please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
You hope to be very busy when you get back, don't you?
Yes, I certainly do.
Now, a big part of the day is the 50s and 60s, which I think is a terrific time, with all the music and the dancing and all that. You've got your roving performers, dance workshops, the fashion parade, the vintage vehicles. Well, they should draw a lot of people. And, of course, having the local schools and community groups involved too is terrific, isn't it?
It really is. Like any community, the giving back is strong in Mount Evelyn. We've got great, great community members who just put in time and effort to make these events awesome. And our local schools love getting involved, and even the preschools sometimes. So it's a beautiful thing. People love coming to see their children perform.
Oh, don't they? What?
Yeah.
And the other thing that we do need to mention is, particularly for the children, a lot of the activities are free. So it's not like mum and dad are going to get there and get in there for free and then $10 here and $5 there. I mean, you've got a lot of free activities, haven't you?
Yes, we do. The kids will be entertained. Everything from, you know, the face painting, the tattoos, jumping castles, the animals, the trackless trains, interactive games, and as Tim mentioned, your child might even like chess. And
yeah, that sounds fascinating.
Yes. Yep.
And of course, then we need to mention Tim's put a lot of work into getting all these entertainers along. Not an easy job, but you've got all sorts of entertainment again, Tim.
Oh, absolutely. It's a feature of the street party with our main stage opposite the historic station house.
And what was the name of the two groups again? I forgot what you said.
The two groups, Rockin' Tones.
Hey.
And CBR, Chuck Berry Review.
Oh, you can't beat Chuck Berry.
So very 50s, very rock and roll, very topical. It's going to be a great day. It always is at the Mount Evelyn Street Party.
And we need to mention again, it's on the 27th of October. So it's not all that far off. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's at the main street in Mount Evelyn. It's hosted by the Mount Evelyn Township Group, obviously. And it's been around for a few years. But again, we just need to mention there's a lot of nostalgia, I guess, on a day like that too, isn't there?
Oh, yes. People dress up and have a whale of a time.
So, Tim, really, are you going to dress up in the 50s?
Oh, maybe not personally.
Yes.
What about you, Paula?
I dressed up last year, and I think not many people will forget that. So
she looked beautiful.
I think I'll wear the same dress, and I'm very interested in that hairstyling. I might go and try and book myself in.
So, Michelle, are you going to dress up in the 50s?
Absolutely.
You probably are not old enough to have been around in the 50s. Some of us are.
No, but my first musical love was Buddy Holly. So
you can't beat Buddy Holly. That was the first LP I ever bought. It was a Buddy Holly LP, and on a Sunday I often play Buddy Holly. I love Buddy Holly.
Me too.
Look, unfortunately, time's with us has come for us. We've got to go. But thanks very much for coming in. Again, the 27th of October, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Mount Evelyn Street Party. Don't miss it.